Okay, so we're just going to relax. Take a few slow, deep breaths. Just reminding our bodies that this is a great place for us to just rest for a little while, to relax and breathe. Maybe squirm around a little bit and see if there's a way we could just get a little more comfortable, stretching, wriggling, delighting in having physical bodies. And then maybe, if it feels good, closing our eyes and focusing a little more inward. Feels good to relax, to let go of the getting here and just be here now. I'm going to start out with a quote from the Abraham workshop on the 13th of September of 2023. And the lovely lady in the video said, "Abraham, I'm starting on a project where it's very clear that I need to stay focused on alignment and connection and finding existing matches. And it's helping to realize how powerful and vivid the inner knowing has to be for people who are working on dreams where the physical manifestation may not come for years or even in their own lifetime. It's making it clear the importance in taking satisfaction in those incremental marbles. They kind of become little spheres glowing with the essence of the whole dream. So this video may not be chosen, but it sure has been positive momentum making it. So thanks." And Abraham replied, "We're glad you made it. It was full of good insights and feelings. Esther remembers hearing about a butterfly who migrated thousands of miles. And then she learned it took three generations, sometimes more, that the butterfly who started out on the journey wasn't the butterfly that completed the migration. And that was just mind-boggling to her because it felt like the butterfly that left didn't even get the satisfaction of completing the journey. And then she came to realize that there was satisfaction in the journey. What you said, that spark of desire present in every moment of the journey. And we want to say to all of you that before we do," sometimes Esther would see some big construction project that was going to take a decade or more. And she would think, "Oh, I'm so one who likes instant manifestation. How does someone stay excited about something that may come to completion when they're no longer even part of that working bunch? It's the most important part of what we're offering every time we have interactions with any of you," Abraham said, "that the desire holds power to call you. And as you are called forward, there's so much potential for satisfaction and new launching of new rockets of new desires. And as you accept that you are an eternal being and you're never going to get it done, you can't get it wrong, and the reason you can't get it wrong is because you'll never get it done, may put some of you in a more conscious acceptance or desire of acceptance to enjoy where you're focused now without the angst of needing to complete it. That's the magic formula. That's the sweet spot. To want it enough to focus in that direction, but not need it so much now that you mess up by your attention to the lack of its completion. Big dreams have no ending. No desire is ever really complete. And knowing that, puts all of you in the place of acceptance of the perfection of where you stand, an optimistic anticipation of what's going to pop up next and next and next and next. Can't imagine why you would think we would not choose this video, our all-time favorite of all times so far. I love that. And what she said in the video, this lovely lady questioner, she's an older lady with long dark hair, and she's often chosen in making videos, and she strikes me as very wise and thoughtful in practicing this teaching. And she was saying that working on dreams where the physical manifestation may not come for years or even in their own lifetime makes clear the importance of taking satisfaction in those incremental marbles that kind of become little spheres glowing with the essence of the whole dream. And I was captured by this idea of glowing little spheres, incremental marbles that are the incremental realizations of dreams that can last our whole lifetime and even beyond our lifetime. And as I thought about that, I got the vision of a rainbow of marbles. Incremental glowing spheres of every color on the rainbow. And when I thought about doing this meditation, I thought maybe we could think about our incremental glowing spheres by thinking about colors. And so I thought about colors and what the colors mean to me. And then I looked up the spiritual meaning of the colors, because that seemed like that would be a fun part to add. So we're going to go through the rainbow and think about the colors. And I invite you to imagine these little glowing spheres that are incremental marbles along the realization of our dream life. And it occurred to me that probably most of us, at least, would see a life that is happy, healthy, and prosperous as a wonderful dream life. So that represents connection to source. It represents alignment, represents feeling good in our physical body. It represents abundance in all ways. So that's where we're starting. And so I invite you just to breathe deeply again. Breathing into our heart space and centering down into that beautiful place of peace that underlies all of the usual activity. And today, this is a place where there are absolutely exquisitely beautiful, glowing little spheres, little incremental marbles of our happy, healthy, prosperous, ongoing life in this lifetime and beyond. And so starting out, thinking about pink. Let's think about pink. What's pink? The little cheek of an adorable baby is pink. And perhaps there is a glowing sphere of a marble for you in thinking of the face of a baby. Perhaps a baby that you've known and loved. I have a baby that I will never forget that I simply passed in a grocery store. And in that moment, He was the most beautiful baby I had ever seen. So think about the glowing pink cheek of a beautiful baby. And now I'm feeling that we need to be inclusive, so perhaps it could be a glowing brown cheek or a yellowish cast cheek or a red cheek, feeling that all of the colors of skin have beautiful cheeked babies, and allowing ourselves to feel that beautiful pink energy that's described in the spiritual meaning as love and peace and calmness and gratitude. So let's just bathe in the glowing pink sphere that represents so many beautiful qualities in life. And then let's think of a red glowing sphere. And red represents excitement and energy and fire and strength and health. And perhaps there are things that are red that appeal to you, like a red flower or a beautiful homegrown tomato. Allow yourself to think about red and picture it as an incremental marble that occurs periodically, and you drop it in your marble bag and you love it, and it matches your inner being's love of that beautiful marble, and you resonate, you vibrate with that wonderful connection and alignment that you and your inner being feel when you're seeing that marble in the same light, seeing it glow and be incredibly beautiful, basking in the bliss of a red marble with your inner being. And now let's think of a brilliant orange marble. Orange represents energy and happiness and freedom. For a lot of people, it represents Halloween and autumn and falling leaves. It can be a tangerine, and perhaps you could imagine peeling a tangerine and smelling the delicious smell of that wonderful fruit and tasting it on your tongue. Basking and savoring the beautiful orange of the tangerine, or the beautiful orange of a chrysanthemum that is blooming, and loving that beautiful fall arrangement that includes these beautiful flowers that make your heart sing. And as your heart is singing, your inner being's heart is singing, and you are basking in that beautiful alignment of bringing your marble into alignment with your inner being's perception of life, dropping yet another incremental marble in the bag of a happy, healthy, prosperous life. Loving the color orange. As we move through the rainbow, we actually move up the chakras. And so when we come to yellow, we have the solar plexus chakra, and sunshine and lemon meringue pie. And yellow represents optimism, joy, and fun. So let's imagine our glowing yellow sphere as we romp through the sunshine of life with our inner being, basking in our incremental yellow marbles that we delight in and feel great about and feel happy with. Dropping a yellow marble that matches the thoughts on that color of our inner being. So fun to see the yellow marble shine. In this moment, I'm feeling how good it feels sometimes to feel the warmth of sunshine on my back. I'm not even seeing the yellow. It's as if I'm feeling the yellow and enjoying that beautiful incremental marble that my inner being loves as well. And let's think about green. Green is the color of the forest and the spring leaves. I love the 50 shades of green that I see in the forest when spring comes and the new leaves are coming out. And it's just so incredibly lush and beautiful compared to the starkness of the winter. And I see those green marbles sparkling in nature. Green represents prosperity and abundance and growth and health. Feeling the greenness in this moment, I'm seeing a really cute turtle and a frog, my little green friends at the park that I love to see. Take a moment and bask in the beauty of the sparkling green incremental marble that makes your life so lovely from moment to moment. A beautiful green, many beautiful greens. So many lovely green things that we eat too. Thinking of the beautiful salad that I had yesterday. So many greens that bless our lives in tiny incremental moments that are the joy of the journey. Green is the heart chakra. And so it also represents love. So just allowing yourself to love. Love your life. Love yourself. Love your beingness. Love your alignment. Love your inner being. And open your heart to feel the love that is endlessly flowing to you from Source. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. And moving upward to the throat chakra, we feel the blue marble that we see in the sky, in the sea, or a lake, or a river. We see in beautiful blue eyes. We might see a sense of creativity, or expansiveness, or spirituality, or peace when we think of blue. Allow yourself to bask in the blue for a moment. Feel the blueness of blue and watch it a sparkle in a marble that highlights goodness in your life on a beautiful blue sky day, on a beautiful crashing wave by the sea. Bask in the blue. Feel the bliss of blue. Dropping some blue marbles into your marble bag that match your inner being's perception of blue marbles feels so good. It's just lovely to enjoy the beauty of blue. The third eye chakra is indigo. Not as common a color as the others that we're aware of so often. And when I thought of indigo, I thought of the night sky just after sunset. That beautiful fading out of blue into purple that just feels transcendent and open and allowing. Feel what indigo feels like to you. Perhaps you've had a piece of clothing once in your life in that color. Or maybe you've seen it in a painting. Or a flower. I think I've seen iris that were indigo. Allow that open connection to source that the third eye represents to show you indigo in a powerful and beautiful light. And then move into purple and violet. Purple represents wisdom and royalty and spirituality. And we see purple in lilacs and wisteria and many other flowers. We see purple and we love purple. So we allow ourselves to bask in the beauty of purple and see a glowing sphere of purple that represents an incremental marble we're dropping into our marble bag, seeing the beauty of purple, the crown chakra, the place where we open to source and allow that wisdom, that beauty, that harmony to come into us. That purple-violet color that represents the expansion of life. It is such a blessing to see our purple-violet marbles that we're dropping into our bag. So many shades and tints of colors. There's beauty in brown and white and black and beige. There is harmony in the entire spectrum of color. And we don't have time today to explore the depth and the mystery, the clarity and the purity, the unification and the earth represented by these other beautiful colors. But you can take those colors and drop back incremental marbles glowing in your bag with your inner being at some other time. It is such a blessing to contemplate alignment with Source, and I am so grateful for this opportunity today to share with you this whole idea of incremental marbles that we drop in the bag that make our life's journey happier, healthier, and more abundant all along the way. I give thanks for this, and so it is.